Back when Cupid shot me, I know it would be so painful. So we had a kinship, my instinct, none let me.
All right. It's Pro Flow Radio, y'all. It's your boy Mad Max holding it down here. Let me turn this music down. Hey, everybody. All right. Yeah, buddy. Okay, so we got Lincoln Hopper on the phone. He's an actor, an activist, and he's going to be speaking with us today on the Pro Flow Radio Show. So I want everybody to welcome him. And Lincoln, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. I've read a little bit about you. I got some information here in front of me. I just want to go throw fire questions at you, and of course they're all positive. Just want to bring out the positive, you know?
You bet.
All right, so how are you today?
I'm doing great. Spending the day with my family, having a good time, and enjoying the weather and all the gifts that I've been given over the many years. So it's a good day.
Definitely. Yeah, one of the things I read is that you're a big family man, so you have five children.
That's right. Yes, five children. In Los Angeles, people look at me strange all the time.
I can understand that. Now, you're an award-winning actor. What got you the award in acting, actually, your greatest award that you have?
Yeah, you know, just this last June, I won a Best Supporting Actor from the Playhouse West Film Festival, which is out here in North Hollywood. That was for a film that I co-wrote and also star in called Saints and Soldiers, Airborne Creed. And we actually also won a Best Picture Award and a Best Original Screenplay Award, as well as a few other awards. So I'm really proud of that. It's a fantastic film. It's a World War II movie.
Okay,
and it's about three American paratroopers that jumped in behind enemy lines in World War II and meet up with a group of French resistance. And I actually play the main German soldier in the movie. So I'm kind of on the bad side in the movie. But, you know, things aren't always as they seem. So.
No, I understand that. Totally. Now, the Saints and Soldiers, Airborne Creed, that's famous on DVD, if people can purchase online.
Yeah, you know, it's going around in film festivals right now, as well as it's playing in several cities, mostly through the Midwest.
Okay.
And it's actually opens in California this weekend.
Awesome.
But there are cities, if you go to airbornecreed.com, they have a listing of the current cities. And then I believe the movie is coming out on DVD this November for Veterans Day. That's going to be Barnes & Noble's and Walmart's, all Walmart's across the country. And it's also playing over in Europe and overseas as well. So we're really proud that that we've been able to get this film with a really good message out to the whole world, and we hope it keeps on picking up steam and more people see it, because it really does have a beautiful message to it.
It looks great. I'm all the things that you know were able to disclose to us. You know, you're definitely into what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You're like your biggest fan, it sounds like, as well. So, where is the website that they can find you at? Your own personal website.
Yeah, my website is lincolnhopper.com, and so it's Lincoln like the president, and then Hoppe is spelled like hope, but with two P's, so it's H-O-P-P-E. So lincolnhopper.com, and that's my personal website, and that has links to all my other stuff, some comedy troupes that I'm in, as well as some clean comic videos that I've put out over the years. Links to
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was just saying it's got links to all the stuff that I've been doing. And, I've been keeping busy. It's been great. The response to the film has been fantastic. We've had great reviews, and it's just really fun to see something that I helped create.
Yeah.
Just going out across the states and across the world, basically, And again, I'm sure you relate with this, is that it does have a good message, and it's a movie that just kind of comes from somewhere where you don't expect it, and it just
right.
It makes you feel good in the end, you know, and that's part of what I'm proud of, because I believe in, you know, making the world a better place and not just going out there to make some money, although, you know, we need money to pay for our homes and stuff, but it's about something more than that, you know. It's about looking at the good that's in people, even sometimes where we don't expect it.
Well, you've made a lot of accomplishments and success, so, you know, how did you get started even into acting and, you know, pursuing your dreams?
Yeah, I took an acting class in high school because one of my friends said it would be fun and easy, and so I did, and I thought, oh yeah, that was fun, and didn't do much more with it. But when I was in college, I auditioned for a comedy troupe, like an improv comedy troupe, like Whose Line Is It Anyway, we get from the audience and make things up as we go. We also did sketch comedy. So I went and auditioned, and I actually got in, pretty much because no one else showed up. It was like 13 of us that showed up, and I think about 9 of us got in. And that just, I loved it. I loved entertaining people, and it was also one of the rules of the group was that it was a clean comedy troupe. So all the comedy that we made up on the spot, we kept it clean. And we just kind of discovered that it made you work a little harder to find things that were really clever,
yes,
instead of that easy shock joke, you know. And I really loved that. And I actually started getting into acting to improve my ability to entertain the audience. And so I took a bunch of classes and started doing television shows and films as a result of that.
So jointhesociety.com, where does that come from?
The name of our troupe is called The Society, and it's actually short for the Societal Preservation Society, which is kind of a joke, but at the same time, the idea was that, you know, we're trying to make comedy that's clean, that's uplifting, yeah, as opposed to, you know, like we talked about the shock stuff. So that's where the name Society came from, and then we're just inviting everyone to join. So that's where the URL came from, jointhesociety.com. But we do some touring, and we get around to perform it in various different states. And we love entertaining the audience. One of the things that we do is we do a musical that we make up on the spot. We usually get the title of a made-up musical from the audience, and they'll yell something out like the love of the love at college or something like that, and then we go ahead and we make it into a musical, which will have a main character and usually a villain, and we'll make up songs. We've got a piano player who also improvises different songs, and then we sing to the songs. So we're making the whole thing up as we go. And, you know, usually it works out great. And sometimes...
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Sometimes it turns out crazier than other times because we are making it up as we go. And, you know, we're keeping it clean as we go and trying to keep it funny as we go. And it's just really so fun for us up on stage. Most people don't realize that it's probably funner for us up on stage than it is for the people in the audience to watch, even though people are just really enjoying it, dying laughing and everything. But we get a kick out of,
awesome,
throwing each other into situations and stuff. What was that?
I mean, it's awesome. Clean improv, you know, I mean, people have a hard time keeping it clean when they're writing and producing. So, you know, improv is like, you know, just a beautiful thing in comedy as well. I know it's not been an easy road to, you know, establish, you know, the clean thing, because people are so, you know, they don't believe in it a lot of times. But you know, what advice would you give to individuals who are upcoming and creating in the industry right now? What advice would you give to a person?
That's a great question. And particularly, I guess I'll start with the clean comedy. Like, I've heard some people say, oh, you guys do clean comedy, and then they seem like, well, I don't know if I want to go to that, you know.
Right.
But we've never had – some of those people have come to our shows, and we've never had anyone leave saying, man, I wish there was some dirty stuff in there.
You
know, it's funny because people think that that's what they want. But then
right.
when they're entertained in an uplifting way, or at least in a clean way, they don't miss it at all. And I
right.
think that's really our big win. And so I guess my advice is, you know, to anyone who's creating things, you don't have to compromise your values for, you know, to get noticed or seen, because there's a pathway in to, you know, to create that you can make, and people, there are a lot of people who respect and are inspired by people sticking to their values. And you know, you turn on the TV and it may be a little harder to believe, but that's just because what some of the people are choosing to put on TV, you know, or in the movies. And there's definitely a market for those who want to do something that's special or different. Or just that their own personal flavor, other people can relate to that. And so I would just say that, you know, if you've got a dream that you want to pursue, you should just pursue it and put your whole heart into it. And don't compromise what you feel or believe just because of some comments from other people or what you've seen in the music industry or the TV or film industry.
Yeah. That's great advice, man. I really appreciate it. Lincoln, would you like to, you know, I guess, say any goodbyes or any shout outs to anyone that may be listening or people that have helped you along the way or any projects you'd like to promote again, you know, just to mention again before we get off the phone?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely check out airbornecreed.com. My friend Kirby Hayborn and I, who's also an actor who was in The Three Stooges just recently, a fantastic
wow.
actor, a great show. Him and I do these clean comedy shorts, and that's kerblink.com, and that's spelled KERBLINK.com, and we're putting up new videos as often as we can, but we've got a bunch of old ones on there that are great, also some which have won awards, so I would definitely recommend going to kerblink.com. Of course, you mentioned my website, lincolnhoppe.com. But, you know, my parents have just been wonderful, very supportive, and I'm very grateful to them. And, of course, my wife and my family have just been a joy to be with over these years. And so I feel like I kind of owe everything I have to those great people in my life. And certainly for Saints and Soldiers, Airborne Creed, you know, the director Ryan Little and producer Adam and Abel and Jill Aguilar are just fantastic, hardworking people who've created a film in Saints and Soldiers, Airborne Creed that's not only worth seeing but uplifting and inspiring. And you get a little action, a little machine guns in there as
oh, yeah.
well as explosions.
Oh, yeah.
A little romance for the ladies, too. So
awesome.
Definitely go check out airbornecreed.com. We're on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/airbornecreed. Facebook.com/airbornecreed.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, we totally appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and let the next song roll. Let's see. It's called I Love You Once, IG, and Little DP. But anyhow, we want to thank Lincoln Hoppe for coming on the show again. Actor, award-winning actor, Airborne Creed. You guys got to check it out for sure. Don't miss it. This is going to be out there for a while, and it's going to be entertaining for a while. And there's so many other things linked to it and Lincoln as well. So go check it out. That's what we're here for. So, Lincoln, if you don't mind just holding on the line a little bit, I'll be right with you, sir, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I be like, why you? reason, but you ain't never got a reason. Don't stay, stay. Baby, don't go. I got the news, honey, don't blow. I got the blues. I'm sorry, baby, for all I see. I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have seen. I love you once, I could love you twice.